is speaking about the midah of chassidus when it comes to giving kavod to things that a person has to be mechabed mitzad hadin, and he's going overboard and lifni mishuras hadin to give extra kavod. Shabbos, kavod for Shabbos, person could be yotzei with a minimum and be yotzei the halacha. But since you know that Shabbos is something to give kavod to, if you want to enhance that, the midas of chassidus is to do it in a more enhancing way. He says same thing we learned last week of giving kavod to Sifrei Torah, to Sfarim, right? Because you're giving kavod to the Rabbanu Shalom through these Sfarim, so that's also an idea of chassidus to go overboard. It's not just the dry halacha of what you're allowed to do and what not, but the idea is to show how much you're mechabed Divrei Torah. And the same thing goes, we're up to Ubeinyan Lomdei Torah. Same thing goes for giving kavod to people who learn Torah. Hinei mikra kosu, b'nei seva tokum, v'hadarto b'nei zokin. U'mino yofinen l'chol minei kavod she'efshel asos lahem, she'roi vadi l'chosit she'aseu. From here we learn that a person should give kavod to people who are talmidei chachamim, who learn Torah. Zokin is zesher kana chachma. So, and from there you can deduce that it is something positive to give more than just standing up for a person who's Talmud Chacham, but any kavod you could possibly give to that person is desirable in the eyes of the Rabbanu Shalom, because basically you're giving kavod to Torah. The person represents Torah, he learns Torah, you're giving kavod to the Torah that he represents, that he learns. V'kvar omru chazal v'esh'ireh Hashem yechabed. How far does it go? Right, people who fear Hashem, you should be mechabed them. Zeh Yehoshafat Melech Yehuda. An example of this is Yehoshafat. Shkivin shayaroa tamid chacham ayom mikiso mechabko menashko. Even though he was the king, he would, when he would see a tamid chacham pass by, he would get up off his throne and go hug and kiss him. Va'omer lo Rebbe, Rebbe, Mori, Mori, and give him kavod and call him his Rebbe and his Mori. So you see that there's no limit. Even a king, to what's going to be mechabed the people who represent Torah. That's and in fact, Chazal learned from the pasuk as Hashem Elokecha Tira, the S is the rabbos talmidei chachamim. That just like you have to have fear and awe of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, there's also a fear and awe of talmidei chachamim. You have to stand in awe, just like you stand in the awe of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, you have to stand in the awe of talmidei chachamim. Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, right? It's the same exact awe. And it's not, what's it called, that's why the concept of tznius, always explained, applies more to talmidei chachamim than regular people. Right? The Medrash says, the Rambam Paskens like that, that a talmid chacham has to be more tzanua in all of his ways. How he speaks, how he eats, how he dresses, that's why talmidei chachamim wear longer clothing. Because they have to be more tzanua than a regular person. So the question is why? What is erotic about a Talmud Chacham that has to be extra tzanua? So we've explained in the past that tznius is not covering up your body because there's something wrong with it. That's not the concept of tznius, because if that would be tznius, then you should surely have to cover up the bodies of animals. If human bodies are something wrong with them, surely animal bodies. But tznius basically means lahatznia, is a concept in Hilchos Shabbos, that even though normally you're chayiv for carrying something, let's say, on Shabbos, and you have to bring a korban or you get death penalty, it's a certain shear, certain amount, right? But if you have something that you put away for safekeeping, right, because you treasure it, that's called matznia, then even a smaller amount is important to you, and if you carry that on Shabbos by accident, by mistake, then you have to bring a sacrifice. Even though normally you wouldn't bring a sacrifice except for a bigger amount, right? Here, by putting it away for safekeeping, you're making that small amount important to you. So the word matznia doesn't mean to hide something away because something's wrong with it. Just the opposite. It means to hide it away for safekeeping. So the idea being that a human being is a neshama. It's not a body. Body is just an outer casing that enables the neshama to function in this world. So as long as Adam and Chava didn't sin, it was clear that the neshama is the ikkar of a person, and the body is merely a suit of clothing that the neshama wears to function. But once they sinned, and they used their bodies not in the best interest of their neshama, now it became confusing. The body, you can't see that the body is a servant of the neshama, because the body does a lot of things that aren't good for the neshama. And not only that, maybe there is no neshama. All you see is a body. So in order to distract attention from the body, it became necessary to wear clothing. And therefore, you're making a statement, there's more here than meets the eye. I'm not a body. An animal, all there is a body, so you don't have to cover it. But by a human being where there's a neshama, and the body could distract you and from seeing the neshama, from taking the neshama into consideration, you cover the body as if to say there's more here than meets the eye. You also cover it in a way that is respectful it projects that inner kedusha. You dress in a refined way where people can see from the way you dress how refined your neshama is. It projects it externally. So there's two purposes for clothing. One is that it hides the body and distracts attention from it to make the statement there's more here than meets the eye, but it clothes the body in a way that projects that inner thing. That's why by the Big Day Kahuna and this week's Sedra, there's two purposes. One, lekadsho lekahano, to bring out that inner kedusha of the Kohen, and then lekavo l'tiferes, to project it externally. What is that inner kedusha? So you can cover every part of your body, right, and not be distracting or attracting, but the way that you cover it could give the wrong kind of message. So that's not tznius. Tznius is a combination of covering your body and covering it in a tasteful and respectful, refined way that it projects what that inner kedusha is by how you dress. So that means dressing not in a provocative way. It also means not dressing in a slumpish way, where you give the impression you're a slump. Right? It has to be some way that the people look at you, see from the externals what those internals are. So therefore, by wherever there could be a danger that you could be distracted by the external, and that would give the wrong message, there's more reason for tznius. A Talmud Chacham, since there's a mitzvah to stand in awe, respect a Talmud Chacham, it's a danger. Because if you direct that at the Talmud Chacham's personality, his externals, it's avodah zarah. You're making him into an idol. But if you understand that what you're directing it towards is the Torah that he represents, his inner kedusha, then it's a function of kavod Hashem. So therefore, the Talmud Chacham has to distract attention from his externals in order to say, you're not honoring me as a person. You're honoring me as a representation of Torah, as a representation of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Otherwise, if you're honoring and standing in awe of me as a personality, it borders on avodah zarah. So therefore, a Talmud Chacham has to be extra tzanua. But based on this, because the kavod and the awe that you give a Talmud Chacham has to be tantamount mamish to the same kavod to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, because that's what you're giving kavod to. Giving kavod to the Torah. He's a living sefer Torah. He represents the Torah. So that he deserves, therefore, that inyan of kavod. And next week we'll speak a little bit more about what kavod exactly is. Yeah.
What if this Talmud Chacham is an anav and doesn't consider himself a Talmud?
Yeah, but you have to consider it. He could be an anav all you want. Moshe Rabbeinu was the biggest anav.
What? How is that?
Well, no. He doesn't consider himself as one thing, but he knows that the Torah considers him like that. So he has to make sure that the people that are treating him as they have to according to the Torah, right? He has to be an olive, but other people have to treat him with respect. So he has to realize that he can't cause those people to make a mistake and think that they're respecting this personality and make him into some sports idol, right? And rather that they're respecting the Torah that he represents. So he has to make sure that with all his anivas, he has to be realistic enough to know how much the Torah commanded that people give him kavod, he shouldn't cause them to give kavod to the wrong thing.